She's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was nearby, he shouted, "Son of David, have mercy on me." "Be quiet," they said to him, but he only shouted louder. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was passing by, he shouted, "Son of David, have mercy on me." "Shut up," they said to him, but he only shouted louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Luke, the 18th chapter, verses 47 and 48. May God be glorified. May the saints be edified. May sinners be justified. May the devil be horrified. If you're not too stuck up on Easter, push five people and tell them, "Excuse me, but I need Jesus." Go ahead. Excuse me. I said five people. You push three. Tell five people, "Excuse me, but I need Jesus." You may be seated in the overflow areas at every campus. I don't know if you're cognizant of this or not, but this weekend, this Easter, is the first Easter in the post-Obama era. Our nation, the leadership mantle has been passed from a dignified Democrat to an unpredictable Donald. None of us really understand Afghanistan. And for most of us, Syria is mysterious. It seems as though we're just inches away from another militaristic conflict. Pray for me, but whenever a brother walks into a school in San Bernardino, California, kills his wife, another student, and himself, we need Jesus. Whenever brothers are being killed daily unnecessarily from Cleveland to Chicago, whenever the devil is messing with people in the city that I love, whenever a brother loses his mind right around the corner from the church I preach in every weekend and burns down an apartment, leaving 50 people in Warrensville homeless, when the devil is trying to kill my family, mess with my spirit, and bother my mind, lean on somebody and say, "Excuse me, but we need Jesus." And speaking of needing Jesus, there is a brother in this particular Lucan text that really needs Jesus. I mean, it's a cold-blooded story. It's Easter. I got visitors, so I promise not to be too deep or too long. But can I suggest to all of you, right away, this brother moves from frustration to liberation, from degradation to emancipation, just because, thank you, Lady Vernon, he had one encounter with a precious Palestinian Jew named Jesus. The Bible says this brother in verse 46 of Luke 18, it's on the screens. The Bible says a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. I got some thinking people here who love the Bible like me, and you just look for stuff that leaps out of the text. The Bible says a blind beggar, named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. Where is he at? On the side of the road. Right away, everybody in here, three things leap out of this text. Right away, without even asking the text tells you three things. The text gives you his pathology, his genealogy, and his geography. The text gives you his pathology, his genealogy, and his geography. Pathology, bruh, man can't see. He's blind. Genealogy, he's son of Timaeus. And then geography, he's chilling on the side of the road. One more time, his pathology, he can't see. His genealogy, he Timaeus, baby boy. And then we see his geography. He's sitting on the side of the road. Wait a minute, pathology, he can't see. Genealogy, and by the way, his daddy, Timaeus, his name means defiled. So he come from a foul family. He can't see, he broke, and he's blind. There's a whole lot going on. I guess I got a question to all the smart people here. I got a question I've been asking all weekend. Is he blind because he broke, or is he broke because he blind? I'm preaching better than you responding already. Is he blind because he's broke, overflow, or is he broke because he's blind? I mean, if he could see, would he then have more access to capital and resources, or did he lose resources because he couldn't see? Is he blind because he's broke, or is he broke because he's blind? Y'all pray for me, but there's something about preaching to thousands of people. They couldn't even get in the Akron campus. In another city, I roll up, they're parked all across the street at the mall, and of course I'm overwhelmed and humbled. In three or four cities, packed every place, and you got the nerve to listen to little old me. That's called influence, and you cannot waste influence clowning. When God gives you influence, you have to use it. So pray for me. I'm humbled. I promise you, I just watched about 40 people get saved in Akron. Overflow couldn't get in. And then the sheriff is racing me down the freeway trying to get me back. I'm not trying to make a grand appearance. I just walked in when the choir was finishing, trying to touch campuses. Can't even get to two of them today. There are thousands of people listening to me. That's called influence, predominantly African American people. My question for you is, are you broke because you're blind? Or are you blind because you're broke? I mean, let's trip on this. I'm sorry. Let's get this party started. If you got a weave and no insurance, you ghetto. Push your ghetto sister right now and say, track, track, track. That's all you got. Track, track, track. Track, track, track. If you got a weave and me and this beautiful, courageous mayor. He told me he was coming today. Mayor Sellers, you know him. He's 6'12" and played with Michael Jordan. You can't miss him. Amen. But Mayor Sellers, right away, we hooked up when we found out about the 50 people that had been displaced because one brother lost his mind fighting with his wife, set the bedroom on fire. The whole spot right here in Warrensville went up in flames. I was outside chilling with my daughter, didn't watch the news that night, found out the next morning, right away called my main man. He said, let's get together, make this thing happen. Right away, this brother so beautiful, shout out. What mayor do you know that would put 50 people up in a hotel for a week and pay for it? Get a brother some props up in here. Put him up in a hotel. He could have just sent them to Red Cross, but he paid for it. He said, Pastor Vernon, what you want to do? I said, since you're putting them up, I'll clothe them. Next thing I know, we decide right away and get 50 gift cards, $100 a piece. If you had six cars, you got six gift cards. If you had eight people, you got eight gift cards. They were able to buy underclothes, deodorant, food, clothes for their babies. They had nothing but the clothes on their back. And I hope some of them are here this morning. However, I did ask all of them this: do any of you have renter's insurance? Because you do know that just because you don't own a house, you can have renter's insurance. And there are hundreds of you that are renting right now. Before the month is over, $10, $15, you can insure everything in your home. Are you broke because you're blind? Or are you blind because you're broke? My people perish because of a lack of knowledge. I know some of y'all want me to make a lot of noise, but it's amazing that we shout on ignorance and sit on substance. But I come to give you some substance this morning and tell you that economically we're going to another level. No one can deny that disproportionately people of color have been behind the eight ball ever since the transatlantic slavery, the African-American Holocaust, put us behind the eight ball. Yes, it did, when they send your husband that way and the wife that way and the children that way and nobody knows their last name. It takes hundreds of years to recover from that kind of thing. So don't act like it's a fair playing field. But the devil made one mistake, he let us live. And can I suggest to you that we're coming back? Black, white, everybody in here, make sure that you are spiritually and financially stable. Don't die and nobody get paid. That's not even intelligent. The brother is on the side of the road. His name is Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. Can I suggest to you, watch this, everybody. The text says in verse 47, and it's so powerful, that when he heard about Jesus, the Bible says he started making noise. He started shouting, Jesus. Watch this. He can't see. He's broke. He come from a defiled daddy. But yet the text says, when he heard. I got a question. Everybody in Overflow downtown, what's up? I wish I could get there. I got a special 115 service here today to accommodate the crowd, so I can't come, but my spirit is there. Let me ask all of you this, and I mean it. Why didn't the text say when he saw Jesus? You're slow, but you're worth waiting on. Because he's blind, so he wouldn't be able to see, but he heard. Y'all missed that. Wait a minute. His sight doesn't work, but his hearing does. And maybe one would suggest that because he couldn't see, his hearing is more sensitive. I wonder what God took from you to make you hear better. I wonder who had to leave you. I wonder what you had to go through to make your listening more sensitive. Is there anybody like me that's not 18 anymore and now you're trying to hear more than you talk? You're trying to be careful before you date anybody. You don't want to make no move unless God tell you to move. Is there anybody that been through enough stuff that now your hearing is more sensitive? You value your new relationship more than the old. When you realize the divorce was at least 1% your fault, you realize that some of the things you damaged was because you didn't hear enough. The Bible says when he heard about Jesus, y'all pray for me. I gotta go. I ain't gonna be long. This is gonna be a tripped out Easter service. Brother only gonna preach about 20-25 minutes, and you're gonna say, what in the world is happening up in there? But can I suggest that his hearing is more sensitive because his eyes don't work at all. So he can't see Mary, but the brother show can hear. Wait a minute. Since he cannot see, he's maximizing the other senses. Since one thing don't work, he's making the other thing work more. I'm sorry, you missed my point. So lean on somebody and say, use what you got. Go ahead. I wish I had somebody here that may not have what everybody else has, but that which God has given you, you're gonna maximize your potential. I just told Word Akron, and I mean it, I've never been the most handsome. I couldn't play basketball like Mayor Sellers. I've never been the most athletic. I can hoop a little bit, got a little tricky left jumper. It'll sneak you if you let me, praise God. That's all I got though. But I've never been the best hooper. I've never been that handsome, never been the cutest, most likely to succeed, none of that. But I figured out a long time ago that I like the mic in my hand. I figured out that I can spot gifting in people. I like helping people, and I'm a pretty decent orator, and my mind moves kind of quick. So since I saw I wasn't that cute, since I saw I wasn't gonna go to the NBA, something told me just use what you got. Can I get a witness here? And can I suggest to somebody in here, you may not have what your neighbor has, but you got something, and the something that God put in you is gonna pay you and give you peace. I'm sorry, lean on somebody and say, you don't need no money, you need an idea. Go ahead. God's about to give you an idea to take you to the next level. If you believe it, stand up and sit back down and holler, I feel that. My challenge to every millennial on this stage, I can't tell you our new name, we coming out in June. I've been meeting on Thursday nights. I know our church is an amalgamation of a kind of congregation, all type of age groups, but there's something about these millennials. The world says they're taking over. I believe it. I'm not going to get left. Matter of fact, I decided I'm 35 every year. Y'all know next Sunday is my birthday. I'm 35, not 46, 35 forever. I'm never leaving millennial stage. Most pastors don't flow with them. That's why they don't go to most people's churches, but they like it here at the Word, because you ought to praise God. Well, they young, Pastor. Praise God they're here today and they're not someplace acting crazy and getting pregnant and kicking it. Would you clap for every 18 to 35 year old that could be any place today? The Bible says, when he heard, so the first thing that leaps out of the text, everybody, is the man's situation. The man's situation is that he is, and his situation is that he cannot see. His situation is that he needs others to provide for him because he is financially depleted. He got physical ailments. He got all type of issues. We see the man's situation. The Bible says he began to call on the name of Jesus. Not only do we see the man's situation, but secondly, we see the crowd's irritation. The crowd's irritation, because the Bible says that the louder he got, the more they told him to shut up. The louder he got, y'all just missed y'all shout, the more they wanted him to be quiet. Y'all pray for me, maybe I'm crazy, but something dawned on me. They told him to be quiet, but everybody that was telling him to shut up could see. I feel like preaching up in here. Y'all pray for me. But if there's anything I love about our church, it is the distinctives. I love the fact that there are blacks and whites at our Akron campus. You got to see it. It looks like heaven. I'm talking 10, 20, 50. I mean, a whole lot of beautiful Caucasians who don't care about my color, but the content of my character. Thank you, Dr. King. Even today, I see different persuasions. I see people who are aristocratic, erudite, sagacious, and sapient. I see people from the hood. I see educated, uneducated, all up in the same spot. It's why I love our church. I ask every pastor, even watching by national television, if you weren't the pastor, would you join your own church? Would your wife come if you wasn't in charge? Me and Lady Vernon are proud to say, if y'all fired us today or retired us today, we would love to come here and be members, because this is a cool church. From the bottom of my heart, I would join my own church if I were not the pastor. I mean that. And can I suggest to all of you, what I love about our church is the distinctives, even the worship distinctives. There are people in my church, I don't care what I say, they gonna jump up right quick. I don't care if I just say Jesus before they hear the they already, that's it. They've been through so much, they don't come here to play. Matter of fact, pray for us. We too crowded today. I had to take some chairs out because some of my runners said, Pastor, give us our track back. We need to run around the whole church. I told somebody, got to take some chairs out. My runners can't run. But then I got people who are the frozen chosen. You're not ever going to shout. You don't care what happened. You're not going to make no noise. God can cure you from cancer, raise your baby from the dead, give you a new house. You're just a quiet person. Don't make the mistake of thinking that people who are quiet are not worshipers. Don't let the barometer of their sincerity be their tenacity of loudness. There are some people who love God as much as you, but they're just never going to make noise at church. That said, and to that end, do me a favor. All my loud people, look at my quiet people and tell them, if you don't bother me, go ahead. I won't bother you, because when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me. Can I get about 2,000 people up in here, that God has made a way for? If you can shout when the Cavs win another championship, then you can shout. Let everything that has breath. Okay, do me a favor. Act like Bartimaeus. Shut up. Be quiet. Stop putting on. Stop embarrassing me in front of our guests. Sit down, Word Church. Sit down, Word Church. Stop making so much noise. You're making our visitors nervous. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. You know what? I told you 4 times to shut up, and 10 of y'all kept screaming. Then it dawned on me why you wouldn't shut up. Lean on somebody and say, all I got is a holler. Say, I'm catching hell in every area of my life. I got money stuff, man stuff. I got a wife that don't speak life, a father that didn't bother, a mother that don't cover, and a child that's too wild. Y'all missed it. My child is wild. My mama didn't cover. My father didn't bother. But when I'm sorry. Shameless plug. I'm dropping my book. The remix, 10 Rules of Dating in the Social Media Age, on Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, I'm dropping. Can you believe when I wrote 10 Rules of Dating, there was no social media? Y'all can stand. I'm almost finished. When I wrote 10 Rules of Dating, there was no social media, so I'm dropping my book. Got another book called Help My Pastor's Under Pressure that I'm dropping in June to help leaders all over the country know the real pressure of pastoring. I'm dropping 2 books this year. You can write that down. I've said it publicly. I'm dropping 2 this year, and my second book this year is going be Dr. R.A. Vernon's 10 Rules of Dating in the Social Media Age. Do me a favor, all my singles that's holy and trying to live right, throw your hands up right quick, and then do me a favor, all my singles that's holy and trying to live right, touch everybody around you and tell them, pray for me. I can't drink, I can't smoke, and I can't have sex. Let me shout. All I got is a holler. Do I have anybody here that God's been so good to you that you can't come to church and you got to make some? Not only do we see the man's, I got to go. The man's situation, the crowd's irritation, shut up. But thirdly, I see Bartimaeus' determination, because the text says the more they told him to shut up, the louder he got. Do me a favor, look at your neighbor and say, excuse me, but I ain't come to see you no way. Go ahead. I don't care what you got on. I came today because God has been better to me than I've been to myself. The man was determined. Be careful. Not, okay, you need to sit down. Let me give you a Vernonism. Until you investigate my context, don't critique my crazy. I just lost the whole church. If you don't know my context, don't critique my crazy, because you may think I'm jumping up too much. I gotta go. Let me cross-pollinate this pregnant text and get in my seat. Can I suggest to you, you know this, even if you don't come to church that much, you remember that girl that had caught hell, probably was a hooker, a girl that had too many brothers. Can I talk to some straight-up brothers in here that may not just have one child by one person, but maybe you got more than one child? Can I tell every brother, watch this, thank you, Dr. Dyson, who lets your loins trap your logic. 6 people caught that. Every brother here that lets your loins trap your logic. You let your loins trap your logic, so you got more than one child by more than one person. Every sister here that's been through some stuff, every brother here that's made some mistakes, every person here that wish you could have some days back, and yet God, watch this, got the nerve to be letting you sit in church, watch this, on a Sunday morning with healthy kids, with your right mind. You're not in the penitentiary, and you've done some penitentiary stuff. There's some sisters here that should have 3 diseases mixed together, but the Lord kept you. That sister had all kind of devils in her. She takes her hair down and start washing Jesus' feet. And the church people said, why is she wasting that good perfume on Jesus' feet? And Jesus said, he who has been forgiven much loves much. Everybody that's been perfect, stay in your seat. But everybody that's been forgiven much, shout much. Jesus, Son of David, Son of David, Son of David, Jesus. Vernon, don't get too heavy and don't be too long. It's Easter. No heavy stuff today. A lot of guests. practical, pragmatic today. Pragmatic, just one little quick thing. It's not even that deep. But Son of David bespeaks this idea. He understood that Jesus was kin to King David. The Jews believed that the Messiah would come through the lineage of David. So in essence, when he calls him Son of David, he's really calling him Son of God. He's really calling him Messiah. Conversely, all the church people don't believe that Christ is the Savior. Now, he's the one that can't see, supposedly. But all blindness ain't optical. I wish I had some money to give myself. Somebody give me $5. I want to give myself an offering, because all blindness, because your eyes work, don't mean you can see. If you can see, then you wouldn't be dating him. If you can see, then you'd be connected to your church. If you can see, then you come out of the mess you're in and repent and humble yourself. If you can see, you wouldn't fall for people. Can I tell you, you may not have all the money that you want yet. Why don't you just praise God you can see? Can I tell you why some people don't like you? Because they liked you better blind. Can I tell you why he broke up with you? Because your sight is intimidating. Can I tell you why they mad at you? Because you can see through their mess now. Can I tell you why they don't want to be around you? Because you can peep the game they trying to run. They liked you better when they was good in the bed and messing with your head and you couldn't see. But push somebody and say, I can see clearly. Nah, go ahead. Let's have church old school. Amazing grace. How sweet a sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but not. Yes. Praise him that you got your sight back. Go ahead. Praise him that you can see clearly now. Praise him that you got your vision back. Praise him for new focus. I just asked Akron, at the risk of being redundant, I will repeat. Have you ever seen somebody you used to be in love with and was like, was I high? How come y'all ain't slap me? How come y'all ain't throw some water in my face and wake me up? There are some brothers who do not want to date women who can see. They only like needy, desperate. Once you can see, he knows you can see him. And so he looks for somebody. All blindness ain't optical. I gotta go. We see the man's situation. And then we see the crowd's irritation. And then we see Bartimaeus' determination. Lastly, we see the Savior's invitation. Because the next verse, you're going to love our church today. You ain't never had an Easter service like the one you're about to have. The next verse, Jesus said, tell him to come here. Tell her. No, not you. The one with all this love to give, but can't find a decent brother to speak like. Tell her. Tell him, no, not you, the brother with the porn addiction that's inches away from losing everything he got over a struggle he don't want to have. Tell him, not you, tell him, the brother who hasn't been all year, but he came today because something missing. Tell him, no, not tell her, the one that's trying to raise a man without a man. And yes, she made some choices, but some days, tell her to come here. The Bible says Bartimaeus jumped up, and as fast as he could, he ran. And speaking of running, watch this.
You probably want to know why I'm running. Truth be told, I've been running all my life. Running from my past, running from my problems, and now I'm running for my life. You see, I thought I had it under control. In a world full of hashtags and quotes and inspirational posts, I thought I could find the answer in myself. But I was hashtag tripping. I was hashtag stupid. I was hashtag losing it all that I worked so hard for and all that I cared about is slipping out of my fingers, and I can't do nothing about it. And I swear I was doing good. I was working. I was taking care of my responsibilities. I was working out. I was eating good. I went to church Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday. I did everything that Pastor said. I tithed. I fasted. I read my word. And it felt good. And things were going good. I mean, they weren't perfect, but I felt powerful, you know? Like I had figured out the formula, like I knew how to do this Christian thing. And then I became hashtag arrogant. Hashtag full of myself. Forgetting whose I was and who I belonged to, I began to slip. And I fell, hard, and all the things that I was running from, they started coming back. The Santos started coming back to haunt me, and now I'm deeper than when I first started. And now I'm hashtag stuck. Hashtag scared for my future, scared for my life, but most of all, I'm scared of myself. Because this flesh is capable of anything. And I don't like that, because what I want to do, I don't do, and what I don't want to do, I do, and I feel insane because I keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over. I need help. Who will save me from myself? Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt service. I gotta go.
I've got you. Take my
Go! He has a debt to pay. By blood. And I'll take it either way. Your blood or his.
It doesn't make any sense. What would he does that? Who does that for a stranger? He doesn't know me. If he knew me, he wouldn't have done that. He doesn't know what I did, why it was chasing me. And I have to find out who he is.
Cherish you. Everything that I have is yours. I protect and care for this family, giving them the things that they need and want in life.
I know this, Father. What's going on?
Sentinels. Those devils. What they do now? What they always do, son.
They know they can't touch us. They don't have the power to. So they go after the ones that we love, telling them lies about us, deceiving them, taking my children to just kill them. They're ready to kill him this very moment. The Santanos won't stop. They won't stop seeking after him. After our family. He's in debt to them now. And only you can pay it, son. You have the power. Strong enough to defeat the Santanos for good. For them all.
Death couldn't stop me. Your death, I pay. No more running. No more hiding from the enemy, Trey. You're in my father's witness protection. You've been given a new life, clean slate, new identity, Trey. This moment, this day, I leave you with grace and mercy. And Numa? Numa is on his way too. He'll comfort you until I come back.
I don't even know what your name is. I was a diamond.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria. Where would I be
if not for your grace, carrying me in every season? Where would I be if not for your grace? You came to my rescue, and I want to thank you for your grace. Grace like a river. Oh,
I encourage you. Think about it tonight. Where would I be?
Where would I be if not for your grace carrying me in every season? Where would I be if not for your grace? Came to my
this is Greg Phillips, program director of KAYT radio station. Just want to take a little moment of your time to tell you how your business can profit by being an underwriting sponsor here at KAYT radio station. First of all, we're a 70,000 watt radio station reaching the adult audience with gospel, old school, R&B, blues, and Zydeco. Located in the heart of Louisiana, the station is home based in Alexandria, 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, towered in Gina, with hundreds of thousands of listeners, plus with repeaters placed around the state. You can listen to us 92.5 FM Shreveport, 98.9 FM Monroe, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, 99.3 FM Natchez, Mississippi. Just imagine, with the wide area coverage, who's really listening? I got your attention. Think about it. If you're listening, they're listening too, which means they could be your potential customers. While I have your attention, being an underwriting sponsor here at KAYT definitely can broaden your business. Check this out. Whatever you spend, you get it back at the end of the year. We're tax deductible. We're a 501(c). Business owners, entrepreneurs, organizations, what are you waiting for? Broaden your business today. For more info on how you can get started, stop by our studios between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113 in the Trotters Building. Contact us, area code 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500 and ask for the Tonya Raleigh or Greg Phillips. We'll be glad to help you get started. Surely we have a package for you. Find out more on how we can help your business profit. This has been underwritten by KAYT FM.
I said, Paul.